That was beautiful. Very evocative, too. Now, you are all faculty members at the Sphinx Performance Academy, which is taking place at the Curtis Institute of Music. But the Performance Academy is one of many, many programs of the Sphinx organization, which was founded in 1997 by Aaron Dworkin to, I understand, address the underrepresentation of people of color in classical music. And since then, it has really expanded, reaching more than 100,000 students, over 2 million audience members. So what an amazing period of growth. And Jennifer, you've been involved in Sphinx since the beginning. Could you talk a little bit about how you became involved and how you've seen it change and grow?
Yeah, for sure. So Sphinx started in 97, but officially they had their first competition in 1998, and I was one of the first 12. We call it the beginning 12 or the old school 12, whatever. But I was one of them. I was 17 years old, I think, at the time. And actually, interesting enough, Joe Conyers, who is in the Philadelphia Orchestra and who runs this wonderful Project 440 here in Portland, went as a Curtis alum. He was one of the original 12 too. So so we met each other back then. But Sphinx, the original year when they started it, I think their mission statement was a little different actually. It was promoting diversity in orchestras. So it was very orchestra focused, and why don't orchestras look more like their communities? So that's where it kind of started. And he was a young 20-something person, and they had very little money but enough to start this competition. And to see it grow into this multi-million dollar organization is amazing, where they have the summer camp that we teach at. They have the competition now, which has, I think, maybe anywhere to 30 contestants, I think. And the grand prize is $50,000 for the senior winner, which is one of the largest competitions in the country, actually, prize-winning money. And they have a chamber orchestra. They actually have an arts admin development program, which I was the first person to do, actually. So they're just growing. And I think their mission has now changed to promoting, it's not even promoting diversity, it's transforming lives and transforming classical music, I think. So I think now it's branched, it started with this little orchestra, you know, trying to make orchestras more diverse, and it's just grown into changing classical music.
Wow. Know? And this is in Michigan? Is it based in Michigan?
It is based. It's based in Detroit, Michigan.
And all of you have been involved in it in some way. So you're both faculty and alumni.
Yes.
Well, it's pretty exciting. Yes. It's amazing because I know we'll talk later about where you're all from, and you come from all different places. So what will we hear next, Marianne?
This is a sarabanda, like a saraband with variations. And about halfway through this movement, you'll hear a moment where the tempo changes, it becomes more upbeat, and then the first violin will come in with a very beautiful melody, which is another traditional Mexican folk song, children's song. It's called Dulce Naranja Limón Partido. It goes... dulce naranja, limón partido, dame un abrazo que yo te pido. It's just kind of a slightly nonsensical song about a sweet orange, a sliced lemon, give me a hug that I'm asking of you. Kind of a sweet song, and you'll hear that about halfway through the movement.
Great.
Thank you.
it's really wonderful to think about how he's taken these children's songs that are familiar to people and transformed them into this beautiful classical music. It's amazing. So why don't we talk about you all and where you come, because I know you come from very different places. Can you, just for a moment, reintroduce yourself and say how you became involved in Sphinx and where you're from?
Yeah, so like I said, my name is Javier Orman. I'm originally from Uruguay. I live in Chicago now. I came to the United States to study music, and then I met my wonderful wife instead. I've been involved with Sphinx since I was a student, so that was about 10, 11 years ago. I participated in one of the competitions, and then even though I didn't win, they still helped me out so much. At the time, I didn't have a good instrument. They provided me with a great instrument to hold me over until I could purchase my own. As we know, these classical instruments are super expensive. And they also facilitated getting scholarships to great festivals and master classes and things like that. So I'm so grateful.
Hi, I'm Robin, just to remind you. I became associated with Sphinx, much like Javier, in 2006 through the Sphinx competition. So I was participating in the junior division, and from that comes a lot of opportunities for all of the semifinalists. And since then, I've always had some sort of participation in part of the Sphinx programs.
Where are you from?
I currently live in New York City. I'm originally from the Caribbean, this tiny island called Montserrat. And all of my mom's side of the family is from there. My dad is from the U.S. He was in the military. He's now retired. And so moving around a lot, I got into music and heard about Sphinx from one of my teachers. And then after I did the competition, it's really been, Sphinx has always played a part in my musical life.
Great.
I'm Marianne Ramos, and I first became involved in the Sphinx organization in 2000. So this would have been like maybe the second or third competition. I did the junior division, and then I did the senior division in 2004. I've also played in the Sphinx Symphony. I've, played in the Sphinx Virtuosi, and I've also taught at the Sphinx Performance Academy. And they've, like I said, provided me with so many opportunities over the years, employment, which is wonderful. And so I'm very grateful to them.
And where are you from?
I'm on faculty at Northern Arizona University. I'm the cello teacher there, and I coordinate the chamber music program also.
Great.
Jen Arnold again. I like that employment thing. That's really funny. So I said I did the original 98 competition. So I did the first, and I did 2001 and 2003, while I was in college. And then after that, I'm in the Oregon Symphony. I live in Portland, Oregon. And I joined the Oregon Symphony. So I did the working part of Sphinx, Sphinx Symphony. I did the first chamber orchestra that's now the Virtuosi. So, and I've worked for Sphinx Performance Academy. This is my 10th year teaching. So I like to say I've done everything at Sphinx except work full time.
So is the symphony, Sphinx Symphony, based in Michigan as well?
It is. Sphinx Symphony is the backing orchestra of the competition. So it only meets the weekend of the competition, and they serve as the orchestra that the contestants play with.
So I was wondering how all of these activities got all the participants from everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Now we have two movements left, but
The third movement is a minuet and trio.
Okay. I'm in the WRTI Performance Studio with faculty members from the Sphinx Performance Academy taking place now at the Curtis Institute of Music. You all must be pretty busy because you find time to perform and rehearse and teach. Robin, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Performance Academy.
Okay. So at the Sphinx Performance Academy, it's a 2-week program for Black and Latino string players, and each student gets a lesson every other day with the SPA faculty, and well, we call it SPA for short. And they also attend daily evening events that are either master classes or other enrichment classes with guest artists that come in. And they also have daily coachings, daily rehearsal time, daily practice time. And they also get the opportunity over the course of the 2 weeks to build meaningful relationships with each other, which is often in this environment of going to a summer music festival. They might have had the experience of being the only person like them in this context. So it is a really inspiring environment for them to really get to know one another as well and know that there are many more musicians out there who come from backgrounds like theirs.
And they come from all over?
Yes, all over the U.S., yes.
Mm-hmm. And how many, I'm sorry, did you say?
There are 8 full quartets of children, yes. So you do the math.
32, I guess.
Yes, thank you.
Well, that's pretty cool. So where are we in the course of the week?
This is the second week?
This is still the first week of classes. So at the end of this, each quartet will perform, and so they get great performance opportunities in the beautiful Field Recital Hall of Curtis, and they also have opportunities to perform in master classes for, we just had a master class given by Roberto Diaz, who is the president of Curtis, and so it's really a unique experience that the students are really excited to take part in.
That's great. Well, we have one more piece of music, movement 4. Marianne?
Yes. The last movement is called Mozo Espigliato, and it's based on a Mexican traditional folkloric song called Pica Perico, about a parrot who's pecking a branch.
Terrific. I was thinking, is this music typical of the repertoire for the Performance Academy?
They play all kinds of repertoire. Usually we have at least one quartet play a composition by a composer of color, but they play works by Beethoven, Haydn, Mozart, Brahms, everything.
Wow.
Can I add something? Sorry.
Yes.
As faculty members, we actually make a point of playing music by people of color along with the Beethovens and things like that. So both, all 8 of us on faculty, we pick programs that are diverse.
That's great. Well, you all seem so emotionally invested in Sphinx. You've all been you're all alumni. You're all now teaching and involved. Is it possible to describe what lessons or what gifts Sphinx has given you that you take out into the world when you're not in this environment?
Yeah, I can answer that. I would say, as Robin mentioned earlier, you know, those connections that you made, that you make along the way, those relationships, they last a lifetime. And in music, they're so important. What we do can sometimes feel a little isolating because it takes so much hours of practice and thinking and researching. And this is very important for the students, but very important for faculty as well, to reconnect with each other and make music. To me, this is the second time that I teach at SPA. And it's just a wonderful time playing music with other great, talented people.
Great. Speaking of the name, SPA, you call SPA is the name for the Performance Academy.
Yeah.
Sphinx, right, Sphinx. What's the significance of the name Sphinx? Anybody know?
I think I know, but I'm going to leave that to Aaron Dworkin, probably. It's probably on the website, I would assume.
It's a pretty mysterious and...
Yeah.
Anyway, well, it's a wonderful organization. It's wonderful to meet all of you. Thank you so much for coming into the WRTI Performance Studio. Good luck with the Performance Academy, and also good luck with all the other things you're doing.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.